Kentuckians joined the rest of the nation and world this weekend in marking the 15th anniversary of the worst terrorist attack on U.S. soil. There were interfaith services, a memorial dedication, and a 9/11 stair climb. Two central Kentucky Muslims hold out hope for growing relationships in the next 15 years. Dr. Nadia Rashid is an anesthesiologist who was in an operating room when the attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon occurred. She says a television was placed in a common area, and Rashid says all were horrified and scared. While much in the way of dialogue has transpired since that tragic day, Rashid says some attitudes are getting worse.
It's a bad time for Muslims in America, and at the same time, it's a very good time for Muslims in America, because it is our time to shine, to be known.
Rashid says Central Kentucky Muslims are working, paying taxes, volunteering, and getting involved in dialogue groups. Dr. Jamil Faruqi says confusion and suspicion followed immediately after 9/11. He believes some of the political rhetoric today is like a return to attitudes found 15 years ago.
Majority of the people, the colleagues I work with, the friends I have who are non-Muslim, they are not buying that at all. So I don't know how it is going to play out in general election. I don't know.
Faruqi says it is the open society philosophy that has drawn many Muslims to the United States. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.